What's up, folks? Welcome back to the show. So last night was Halloween, as many people know, and I decided to dress up like everyone else does. You know, people are out there dressed like Satan and witches, and they're dressed like every horrible thing under the sun. Well, I decided to dress up as something, the most horrifying thing I could think of, which is the black woman, which is a person who is angry and fed up that their EBT card has been declined, that their race card is no longer working in this new climate, and that they're not receiving the reparations that they think they deserve, despite the fact that they did not build this country, contrary to what they say all the time. And they are certainly not improving the country. They are actually doing everything in their power to destroy the country. So I made this stream last night, a live stream, and a few people watched it. And now people are quite angry. Several allegations are being ledged against me. Why is she doing this? Is she just a shock jock, just an agent provocateur? Or is she a grifter? Or is she Jewish? Or is this a federal asset here to seed division amongst people? So I want to put some of those accusations to bed. I want to explain the method behind the madness and perhaps what my long-term goals are. Because unlike an agent provocateur who just wants to cause chaos, I actually want to see my country improved. Okay, and you might say, well, how is doing blackface on a stream? How is that improving the country? Well, let me explain to you how. The country has been slowly dissolving into destruction. It's slowly been destroyed over time. We're frogs in boiling water. That's what's been going on in this country. We've slowly had our rights stripped away. We've slowly lost sovereignty of our country, and now shadowy forces that are now becoming more identifiable and clear to the general populace have destroyed our country. They've shipped in immigrants. They've shipped in all sorts of cultures that clash with our cultures and our religions, and we've lost our national identity, and we've lost our racial identity as well. They've been pushing miscegenation on us. They've been pushing this idea that we should be guilty for the reason, and it's white people that are to blame for the, you know, the downfall and destruction of non-white people. Of course, there's no accountability in that camp. It's just our fault as well. So I've been looking back and I've been seeing my country get progressively worse. And I've noticed it seems to have been a national uptick in the destruction and chaos in the last 5 years. I've seen my country become destroyed at an accelerated pace. I think we can all tell. I think it was kicked off with COVID when we were collectively stripped of our rights. And it's just continued to escalate ever since. So what I want is I want my country to be great again, okay? That's why Trump won in 2016, and that's why he's our president now, because he ran on this slogan of making America great again. I think he has failed in a lot of ways, because when a politician gets up into a position of political power, they quickly are presented with the real people who run our country, and they quickly learn that there is no sovereignty and there's no power in the political offices that they hold, despite being elected there on certain promises that they gave the voter, and the voter elects them into those positions. I want that to change. I want our sovereignty back. I want our racial identity back. And I want my homogenous society back. I want a country to live in that's going to be a good, thriving place for my children to grow up in. I want a place where families can feel safe to raise children. I want a place where everyone, despite how poor you are, despite how rich you are, can live in peace and can live in nice, prosperous communities. I want to live in a country that's respected again. And I want to live in a country that is ours again. And that's what I mean when I say I want America to be great again. And the way we achieve that is that we start actually putting America and Americans first. First of all, we have to start by identifying who the American people are. This country was founded on white Christian people and on white Christian values. And that is who I care about. And that is what our politicians should care about. They should care about those people. They should pander to those people. And they should serve those people. They should not be serving the interests of foreign countries and of foreign people. And they should not be encouraging the mass migration of foreign people into our lands, which will cause the inevitable destruction and strife and chaos as we're seeing in the UK, as we're seeing in Canada, and as we're seeing now in the United States. In order to achieve this, we need a leader to rise up. The people are getting there. The people are waking up slowly but surely. It is happening. And the powers at be are not happy with that. They are using every sort of ploy in the book to get the people cowled back into a good place of submission, like how we used to be. Ignorant, blissful, our heads in the sand. We don't know what's actually going on. We just think if we go to the polls and vote, everything will be fine. Well, as a lot of people are realizing, the left and the right are controlled by the same entity. They're two wings of the same bird. They do not serve our interests. You get different policies, but you get the exact same stuff in the end of the day. We still send billions and trillions of dollars to other countries, and we still see our fellow white people, white brothers and sisters, being put last. We see our country being put last, and I want to see our country being put first and only, actually. The way to save this country before it's completely collapsed, before it's completely been taken over by aliens and invaders, is that we have to find a leader to now guide the people. Now that the people are ready for this leader, but they're not completely ready, we have to prime the waters for this leader. You know when you make a hot, you boil a lot of water and you put the water in a pot because you want to make tea or whatever. Well, you have to temper the pot before you do that. So you put water in slowly. That's warmer and warmer and warmer until that glass jar, pot, pitcher, whatever, is tempered. And until it's tempered, you cannot pour the boiling hot water into it or it will crack the pot. So what me and several other people do is we come across as rather shocking. We do rather outlandish stunts. And we do crazy things, and we say offensive things, and we say the worst things possible in the most wild, outlandish ways possible, okay? We are, in a way, an agent provocateur. But unlike some agent provocateurs, we actually have, there is a method to the madness. We have an end goal that we want. What I see myself as is I see myself as the temperer. I want to temper the people for that when we have a leader that has all the messaging that we want, instead of people digging up his past and, oh, he said this racist thing and, oh, did you hear that he said the N-word once, that people won't care because they're so used to hearing the craziest things ever that a leader with our aligned views will be able to get into elected position of power without being taken down by the typical media smears. We've seen it a million times. We've seen our guys get in there. We think they're going to make a change, and then they come out with one hit piece. They shock the people, and it's over for that person. And that will be the trajectory that we will continue down. If people like me and other people that do shocking things and say crazy, outlandish things and do insane stunts, if we stop that, the people will never be tempered for that sort of messaging. I want a leader to come up. I want a leader to rise. I want a leader to take this country back. And I want a leader where the people will actually fall in line behind, because that's what you need. You need unity in the country, and you need people unified behind a leader and a common goal. That's extremely important. We can never get there unless the people are tempered. We can never get there as long as people are guided by their emotions, and their emotions are high when they're not used to controversial things. It will take drastic measures to change this country. It will take a strong hand. We will have to allow the police to actually do their job and to really seriously crack down on crime. But as we see now, even with the few deportations we're getting, you see people are in uproar. People are outraged. People aren't there yet. The mass deportations will not seem so shocking if you have rhetoric like mine and crazy stunts like mine and other people out there, because the people will become used to hearing that. And then we will actually have a chance of having our leaders rise up and take their rightful position and lead this country back to greatness, because that's what we all want. Remember during the Biden era when there was those pictures that went around of the Border Patrol guards whipping immigrants? They actually were not whipping them. Those were the reins of their horses. But because of the temperature of the people, because the people were not tempered, they quit the Border Patrol. I think they actually disbanded the mounted Border Patrol because they saw that as too racist. And that's all because the national climate was not accepting of that sort of rhetoric, and they were not ready for those sorts of images. If we want this country to go back to the way it was, if we want this country to be ours, if we want this country to have sovereignty again, we have to be tempered for that sort of action, because I'm sorry, but that's what it takes. If we're being overrun by people that are coming in here with the intention of taking our things, of taking your home, taking your culture, and subverting your heritage, well, it's not going to be pretty when you deport these people. I'm sorry, it's just not, okay? And people are not ready for that. So people like me, it's not a stunt. It's not just for my own gratification. Why would that be gratifying to me to have thousands of people trying to come to kill me? No, because I care about my country and I care about the ability of leaders who hold my values, though they say it in a much more posh way than I could ever do. I care about them and their right and their ability to gain real political power, because that's how you win. We can win through a political solution if we have leaders that are capable of voicing the concerns that we have and capable of actually taking action. It's one thing for a politician to say that we're going to get rid of all these people that are not rightfully here, that are illegally here. It's another thing to have pictures scattered and plastered all over every media site of children crying and mothers being taken away despite the fact that they're illegally here, and they should have thought about that before they came into our country illegally. If we want people to not cause an uproar that will quell that will stop that action from taking place, those actions that are very necessary to saving our country, the people and the national conversation has to change. I want to destroy the Overton window, and that's what I'm doing. I helped to destroy the Overton window when I said the N-word that blew the lid off it. And then you know what you saw after that? You saw other people inspired by that, feeling like they could go out and say the same things as well. That is how you change the national conversation. That is how you change the national conversation. I will never run for political office. I don't think women are good politicians. They can't handle that power. Men need to be our politicians. But men will not be able to become politicians with the rhetoric that is needed and the actions that are needed unless the people are tempered for those sorts of actions and those sorts of words. And so that's where I come into play. That's where every one of you come into play. You can talk to your friends. You can say outlandish, controversial things, and that will all help. We all play a small role, no matter how big, no matter how small. But we must lay the foundation for a leader to rise. If we want our empire to be saved, we have to have a leader that is capable of saying the things that need to be said and capable of carrying out the actions that need to be done in order to save this empire of ours. Because this is what we are. We're a beautiful republic and we're a beautiful empire. But we're in shambles right now because we've allowed politicians who say nice words, and we've gone about this in all the wrong way. Okay. Sometimes writing beautiful essays and saying things in a very politically correct way, I'm sure that has its place. That has its place for elected officials. That does not have its place in changing the Overton window. That does not have its place in actually changing the national conversation. So level all the accusations you want against me. That is perfectly fine. I welcome it all, actually. It actually all helps me and my cause in the end, because whether you like me or not, you're talking about me. So that's the way it is. So if you care about your country, if you care about your heritage, and you want a leader to be able to take his rightful place and lead this country into greatness, lead this country back to the way that it used to be, back to the way it should be, into a glorious future, then the people have to be ready for that leader and they have to welcome that leader. They cannot be frightened by a careless remark here or locker room talk there. They have to be ready and they have to beg for that leader to save them. And that's what I want. I want a political solution. I want a political regime to come in that will change this country, that will have the ability to change this country with drastic measures, because that's what's needed, because we are in such dire straits. And the way that I can help that is I can help temper the national conversation so that when that leader does come to power, when that leader does present himself, that the people, instead of being frightened away by a controversial statement or by some, carefully crafted propaganda that the media puts out, that they will instead disregard that because they're not offended anymore. We have to get to a place where we are not offended anymore, and that we care about our common goal, and that we care about America, and that we love each other, and that we unify together. And so that is my business statement right there. That is my goal for America. And like I said, every one of you can help as well. Every conversation you have with anyone helps, actually. Every conversation you have with a family member, with a friend, or somebody you meet at the gym or the grocery store, that helps. It's all changing the national conversation, because if you care about your country and you want your country back, that is what you will do. Anyway, that's the show. Not a very fascinating show. We're not dunking on black people today. But I thought it was needed in the wake of my recent controversy to sort of explain to people what my goal is and what my plan is for America, and the way that I, in my small way, can help to achieve that plan. Anyway, if you enjoyed the show, give a like, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel, and help me change the national conversation,